All right, good morning, everybody. David Domke here. This is the Three Things podcast for April 24th. Don't get a chance to do these every single day, but try to do them most days because there's just a lot of good. There's a lot of things that fire us up. Some of it super fun, some of it really, really meaningful. And try to capture some of these and just share them with our community. Always like to bring in somebody. So today we're going to be joined by our fieldwork associate slash Uber intern, Kylie Knowles. Kylie is going to be doing something later today that she's going to quick share about. But just real glad to have her work with us. All right, let's go.
David.
Hi, Kylie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. What room of the house are you in?
I'm in the kitchen, my favorite room.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, just quick, do you cook at all? Are you a cooker?
I was not. I'm trying to take this opportunity to learn how to cook. My mom has been helping me. And then one of my favorite people from my voter registration trip in North Carolina, Therese, has sent me some easy Italian cooking, so I'm gonna try that. But as a college student, I will say that I probably have the general cooking abilities that you would expect.
So I always say that I don't cook, I make. I mean, no, not make. Some people like to cook, some people like to eat. I like to eat. Okay.
Yes, yeah, I'm there.
And the cooking usually entails like putting together certain things, right? And I'm things that require things to like a food that requires things to be put together, that's hard. All right, that's just hard.
Yeah, I
So
agree.
pizza that like you order, I'm solid. I'm solid on that,
Yeah.
okay? Hey, I just wanted to grab you for a minute here. It's a little episode pod, we do regularly called Three Things, where usually it's Charles and me, but it's also me and some others who talk about things in their lives that are firing them up, that they're excited about. And I know that you got something going on, so I wanted to ask you what's one thing that you're fired up about?
Oh man, that's hard. I think the one thing that I'm really excited about is next week I'm gonna start calling for the US Census for our partner organization in North Carolina. So I spent a week there in February, obviously before everything happened with COVID, and just loved the people, the CPers, and the You Can Vote community. And one of the communications person called me yesterday and said that they need help for calling for the census, and I was all ready to get signed up. So I'm really excited to start doing that next week and connect back with that partner organization.
Right. So
And
what's the,
oh no, go
wait,
ahead.
what? You got something else with
Well,
them or do you?
no, I was just great because then I got to send it off to the rest of
Oh
the
yeah.
North Carolina team, and a bunch of them immediately signed up too. So it was awesome.
Yeah. Okay, great. So what's the name of the partner org there?
Yeah, it's a You Can Vote, and we worked in with the You Can Vote Charlotte branch.
So how, what happened? How did this opportunity come about exactly? This census calling opportunity?
Yeah, well, it's something that they have been doing for a while. And I got to know Velma, the communications head who reached out to me yesterday when I was there. And I actually had my birthday on kind of the flight back from North Carolina.
Yeah.
And Velma was so nice. And I went out to lunch one of the days, and she got me a little cake, and we had a little celebration. And she just thought that it would be an opportunity that I would be interested in. So she called me, and it was funny. She has the contact information for the rest of our team, but mine was one of the only handwritings that she could read to contact. So she thought she'd call me and have me pass it along to the rest of our group.
That's awesome. So you went to North Carolina with us in early February. This was one of the two trips we took this year before we had to suspend travel. One of the two fieldwork trips, Florida, North Carolina. And this was your first trip with us. I know you got to get on to something here in a second, but one question. Like why did you want to go on that trip? And then what was a takeaway that you took from it?
I wanted to go on the trip, mostly because it was my first experience doing voter registration, and I was really excited to get out. I'm a human rights minor at UW, and one of the things we learn a lot about is rights in theory and, you know, the concept of rights, but now being able to see rights advocacy in action, that was the biggest thing for me. And I liked that it was my first experience because one of the things about traveling with CP is kind of like shedding your previous notions and knowledge and really listening to the partner organization. And I think the biggest takeaway for me was really the language around rights, especially the way that they trained us. For example, like, you know, usually when you're approaching someone, you would ask, are you a registered voter? But Zion, the leader of You Can Vote, Charlotte, really emphasized asking it in a different way, saying, are you a registered voter at your current address? So assuming that everyone already is an active citizen in voter and already, you know, has voted, is participating in our democracy. I thought that was really, really powerful, just the way that we talk about rights and approach people. So yeah, I think that's probably one of my biggest takeaways.
That's awesome. And you, I'm so excited you got contacted by Velma, and now you're, or is it with a V or a V for Velma?
With a V, Velma, yeah.
And that you then sent out that message to the other North Carolina team members and some folks are on it. That's really great. That's what we do in Common Purpose is we support our partner orgs around this, around voter work, around the census work. It's really important because the census data are used to apportion congressional legislative districts around the country. So it's really important to get an accurate count. And that's challenging, obviously. Anytime it's challenging, but particularly in this COVID world. So we're helping them. We're also helping New Virginia Majority on some census calls as well, another great partner org. All right, quick question. Are you, did you get your text for your next event yet or not?
Not yet, no. I'm Maria said just to let her know when I'm done.
Okay. All right, great. Yeah. What's you can do the second thing then. What are you about to do? What's the second thing you're this is number two. I'll do the third thing on this three things, but second thing is what you're about to do, which is what?
Yes. I'm about to hop on Instagram Live. This is the first time I've done this, but it's really cool that we get to use this in this COVID world to talk with MJ on CP Next and just discuss the work that I do with CP. And the projects that I'm kind of assisting on and how I'm doing, just a nice community check-in. So I'm really excited.
Sure. So folks on this who are listening to this podcast, you've heard us talk about CP Now and CP Next. And they are two kind of branches within Common Purpose. The CP Now is generally baby boomers, although there's an awful lot of incredible next generation leaders who are leading that work. But the volunteers are mostly baby boomers, and we're doing field work remotely and around the country for voting. The CP Next is a body of millennials that are getting into this work either for the first time or are rejoining the work after being away from it for a while. So we think of them as Now and Next. So Instagram Live, what the heck is that? Okay.
Yes. So I'm going to be honest, this is like a little even maybe beyond me, because I've never used it before, so we'll see how it goes. But it's basically just a way to use Instagram, which is, I would say, like my generation, along with Snapchat and probably Twitter, not as much Facebook, is like the main social media platform. And so a lot of times, like celebrities or, you know, even like, you know, New York Times will go live to have people talk. And so you kind of like, just like this, I'll call in and join her like live broadcast with CP Next.
That's cool. That's awesome. Well, that's awesome. We're doing a lot of these live media content pieces, the podcasts, or some of those lectures, the stuff on Instagram. We're doing happy hours, via Zoom, doing all kinds of things. All right. So I'm going to tell you the third thing, my fired up thing. Since
yes,
Maria said Maria said you can just text her when you're done. So we're almost done. But so I know that you care a lot about voting and voting rights. You have mentioned your human rights interests and the way that rights in general are pursued and enacted. And I know that that's been a point of focus for you for at least a couple years. It's part of what makes you awesome and a great fit with Common Purpose. So one of the toughest states in America to register to vote and then to actually cast your vote is the state of Kentucky. Kentucky is a state where, when you just looking at that, the second half of that equation, the actual casting of the vote, there is no early voting in the state at all. Either you can only vote on election day. And if you want to get what's called an absentee ballot, which is to allow yourself to not have to go to a polling location, you can get that, but you have to come in person to an absentee ballot office, and you have to provide one of like three or four really restrictive reasons. And you have to document it. You have to like sign a form. You have to get two witnesses who will affirm that you are telling the truth. All right. It's really something.
Wow. Yeah.
It's really, really challenging to vote there. But we helped to elect a Democratic governor there in 2019, Andy Beshear. And Beshear has been slowly kind of pushing and pushing on voting rights there. And there is a Republican Secretary of State who controls voting practices. But the Democratic governor, Beshear, and the Republican Secretary of State have reached an agreement that for the primary votes, which are coming up here shortly in the state, that there can be what's called excuse absentee balloting for COVID-19. All right, that you can use COVID-19 as a legitimate excuse to not go in person to vote, that you can get an absentee ballot for this. And my understanding is that you can actually get that ballot by mail rather than having to go into the office. This is just the opening, the slight opening of a can there around voting rights. But it's really like one of these moments where you take like the toughest nut to crack out there, and you look at it and you're like, say, wow, there's a little daylight there now. Right? There's a little daylight.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that's part of our advocacy initiative that we're doing, where we're contacting 27 targeted states to try to get some more daylight around voting, around absentee balloting and early voting. And Kentucky's one of them, and it's one of the toughest. But they're going to do it for the primary. And if they can do it for the primary, then maybe with the precedent being set at that point in time, they'll be willing to do it for the fall, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm really excited about this. It's like the political kind of nerd in me, the Democratic nerd in me, who cares about all of this work and just knows that these things don't, revolution isn't how this happens. It's evolution. And this is an evolutionary step, you know?
Yeah, I think that's definitely something that I've learned. And like, with Wisconsin, like that was so exciting and totally like, put the wind back in my sails, and just seeing the tiny progression. I mean, it all makes a difference.
It totally does. Hey, well, this is a quick, short three things. We don't want to get in the way of your rising star here. They're going to go on to Instagram now. So, thanks for joining me for this, Kylie. Good luck on your thing.
Yes, thank you, David, and thanks for your kind words. And I'm so proud to be part of this work.
Oh, awesome! All right, thank you. See ya.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye.